Hi, Merlin. This is Mark Wyman, your old friend, and Judy Valente from WGLT. And Judy would like to interview you a little in having a black Santa.
Hi, come on in.
At age 89, Merlin Kennedy's gait is slow and hesitant, but his eyes are lively, his memory still vivid, especially when he talks about the day in 1966 he donned a Santa suit and tried to integrate a Jaycees-sponsored holiday parade. The slender activist actually wasn't the local NAACP's first choice to portray Santa.
A friend of mine, he was big around the stomach, you know, the first Santa Claus, and he backed out because he got scared, you know, and so we didn't do it that year. And the next year, 66, we wanted him to do it. He wouldn't do it, so I volunteered to do it.
The Jaycees insisted that there could be only one Santa in the parade, and that Santa had always been white. So when Kennedy arrived on the scene, plumped up with pillows, a white beard, red cap, and red suit,
the chief of police at that time, he refused to let us enter into the parade. So we had to walk down the street, you know, in the Santa Claus suit. Kids didn't know no better, you know, white or black, you know, that's Santa Claus. One woman almost jerked the little boy's arm off. The little boy said, "There's Santa Claus," and she said, "That ain't Santa Claus." But we still walked down the street and people recognized the suit as Santa Claus.
Segregation had not taken hold in the Twin Cities as it had elsewhere in the U.S. Still, blacks here at one time were separated from whites in hospital rooms, denied union membership, and were passed over for positions at many companies. Historian Mark Wyman says many local African Americans were reluctant back then to protest. Kennedy was an exception.
Merlin, you said when you came here in 59, African Americans were kind of afraid to become active in the NAACP.
Any advancement that a minority person did would be a problem for them. They probably couldn't get jobs otherwhere, or either had jobs, they probably would be fired or be threatened.
Kennedy's activism sometimes placed him and his family in danger.
People throwing bricks through the window, call up, threaten on the phone, threaten to end your life and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that was a going thing then.
That was indeed then. Joe Tully, marketing manager for Uptown Normal, stands outside the small wooden cabin on Gateway Plaza that serves as Santa's station. For the first time, some of the Santas occupying that house will be African American.
There's an opportunity here to really maybe write another chapter in this history and reach out to a population that sometimes we might not do the best job of allowing to feel inclusive.
This Saturday, as well as Friday, December 18th, are NAACP-sponsored days at Santa Station.
It's an opportunity to start a conversation. It's an opportunity for folks, when they come down and see the experience, to maybe think a little bit about how they think about race and some of their traditions.
Arlene Jose is a former Illinois State University administrator who helped arrange the NAACP-sponsored days.
At Christmas time, we have many children who come out and who want to be a part of all the activities in our community. And it's important, we believe, that children should see representatives of themselves.
But few are more delighted than Kennedy. 49 years later, Kennedy will finally get his chance to play an official Santa.
It's another step towards what we wanted, you know, everybody to recognize it. The suit is a suit. Who's in the suit, it don't make any difference.
And speaking of suits, Kennedy still has the Santa outfit he wore that day in 1966. He asks his caregiver, Connie Tripp, to fetch the blue plastic suitcase where he has kept the outfit neatly folded all these years, along with news clippings about his protest.
Yeah, it's here. It's the original Santa Claus 1966, so it was in the Jet magazine.
Are you up for the challenge of being Santa?
Yeah, if I'm still living, I'm ready to go. Ready to make that challenge.
Let's see in your Santa hat. Yeah, there's a handsome Santa there.
Well, thank you.
Jose of the NAACP says Kennedy will be on duty this Saturday, but because of his frail health, he's expected to greet children for 1 hour only that afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock.
Mr. Kennedy served the NAACP for decades in this community. He was a visionary. He wanted to change the way in which our community embraced one another, but the time was not as embracing for him. This is a huge recognition of a person who wanted to bring about change.
I feel you kind of choking up, getting emotional, even just talking about this.
It is an emotional story. I think this is a time where the community and all of us can come out and thank him and embrace him.
For all of the promotion, though, African-American Santas will be on duty only 2 of the 19 days that Santa Station is open. But Jose and Tully of the town of Normal say that is still a breakthrough.
2 days is never enough, but it's a start. And I think this is just the beginning of future ways in which we can really show the diversity and the richness of our community.
There's no right answer to the question. There are folks on one side of the topic who are going to tell us Santa's white. Santa's always been white. It's what I grew up with. It's historically accurate. There's a number of reasons why Santa needs to be white in some people's minds. And then there's other folks who say it should be colorblind. You should be able to show up and get whatever Santa is available.
Merlin Kennedy shares those hopes.
Well, I think it's doing good. I think they should do more. Whatever they can do to bring it to the opposition, you know, who we are. We're human beings just like everybody. God made us all.
Kennedy says he has always believed cultural icons like Santa Claus simply transcend race. I'm Judy Valente, WGLT News.